And we should have Karen ready to roll.
Campbell.
Either that or you're really good at changing your voice, Karen. You're amazing.
I know. How are you doing?
Doing well. We had a few delays in getting all our final paperwork done to import the Mount Red Velvet for two projects. One, I've actually been in contact with Wake Forest Regenerative Center in North Carolina. And also to encapsulate with a new type of capsule to deliver the Mount Red Velvet to the terminal small bowel. Now, this morning I had a chance to have a talk, Campbell, to Dr. Ron Klatz. He's the president and founder of the only and the largest anti-aging medical organization on Earth. They have doctors, members, and health professionals in every country on Earth. And we have, I think, somewhere between 25 and 30,000 physicians, total of almost 900,000 health professionals worldwide. And I'm preparing a paper that I started working on some of these principles 36 years ago. I'll give a little background. And it ties into Mount Red Velvet, so you'll know why this is so important. 36 years ago, I started my practice. I bought the Mormon Prophet's Daughter's Husband's Brother's practice, which had a previous Mormon. So I had 26,000 Mormons in Calgary, Alberta, because I'm a dual citizen. Because I wasn't a Mormon, I lost 6,000 of them in the first 6 months, but I still had 20,000 Mormons. And Mormons tend to eat a lot, so they have more obesity. They have a lot of babies, and they have a lot of problems with diabetes. Okay? They also have, because of that, they have accelerated aging and heart disease and other problems. I was also, it turns out, the guy that I was working with developing some medical office software in Calgary, who was very wealthy, he was one of the partial owners of the Calgary Flame hockey team. And he knew I was interested in doing research on pain because a lot of hockey players get badly injured. In fact, I would say it's probably the most violent sport. It's more violent, I think, than mixed martial arts or football or anything. Hockey.
Yes.
The velocity of these guys zipping along is mind-boggling. The sticks, the skates, everything. I call them, these boys, my baseball boys because they looked at them. You look at them a distance, they can be good-looking. You get up close, it's like, why do you have all these hatch marks on your face? He said, we leave the stitches in longer so we can scare our opponents. I couldn't believe it. He said it was hard to get these guys originally years ago to actually get into using helmets. Most people don't realize hockey players for many years, like the Montreal Canadiens and so on, the Toronto Maple Leafs, they did not have helmets until back in like the 70s. Okay? So now what happened is this guy says, I know you're a taker, Deagle, so I'll get you whatever you want. So he got me this $30,000 at the time Dutch pulse magnetic field machine. And I was running a free pain clinic in the evening because I had done research in rheumatology with the head of the American and Canadian Arthritis Association. And I put a firefighter in the machine, and to save time, I had a transelectrical neural stimulator on him. And I put him in the machine and adjusted the field and say, oh, I'm going to try to see if I can take away this guy's spinal pain. Because they do a test called a combat test, firefighters do, to grab somebody that's like 200 pounds, haul them out a window and do all kinds of things, bring them down a ladder so they don't die and get burnt to death or get smoke inhalation. And after so many treatments, he says, Doc, thanks a lot, I'm all better. I said, what? So I brought him back down to the x-ray unit downstairs because I looked at his x-rays previously, and all his bone spurs were gone. I mean, literally, his tissues are regenerated. So one of my patients was a PhD electrical engineer, so I said, we'll make a black box and figure out what frequencies we're putting into the tissue that was working. So we'd have this pulse magnetic machine on the people, and we'd have this transelectrical neural stimulator, and we actually worked out the frequencies. We unloaded the code after 6 months to say, aha, we think we've discovered it. Well, I actually built a number of machines called a Dynatens, which I have patents on from 1986. And I presented my theory in 1982 to a panel of biophysicists called Phonon Maser Biophysics. Now I'll explain how this is tied directly to Mount Red Velvet. This November, I will be presenting the first theory in history of what's called a biophoton theory of aging and disease. All life form literally is a dance of light, literally affecting the conformational change of proteins to regulate your DNA. Doesn't matter if you're a butterfly or bacterium. If you have DNA or RNA, it's a dance of light or energy altering the quaternary structure that turns genes on and off. It actually even creates new code, new DNA. And I have figured out a way of proving this. This is the first in history. Now, there are what's called DNA and biophoton modulators. There's three things. It's called biophoton generators, and the basic main generator is in the base of your brain. in areas called the caudate and putamen nuclei and the basal nuclei. So if you take out an organ like liver, it ceases to be a liver within a few days, even if you're giving it a heart-lung bypass, lots of nutrients, oxygen, everything. It literally stops becoming, its liver song coming from the brain is not heard anymore. And that song goes down the proline side groups of collagen. It goes through the myelinated and non-myelinated fibers. It goes through cell-to-cell contacts called tight junctions that are 5 angstroms. And those phonon maser windows, I called them, back in my research when I presented the quantum energy transfer equations. What Mount Red Velvet is, it is the building blocks, firstly to build a cell, but it's also the biophoton modulators. These are the transducers that sit on the cell membrane that literally transduce the biophotons to tell your DNA to actually make your organs. So it's not just growth factors, it's not just hormones or chemicals or even building blocks. It's actually biophoton modulators of the song of you in your DNA. Now, only 7% of your DNA codes for 32,000 proteins and enzymes that make you. The rest is called musical DNA. They used to call it junk DNA, but that didn't hold long. But what I've discovered, I call it phonon maser DNA. And phonons are sounds, which are like little tuning forks, that are mased or coherent. They travel down collagen and other fibers. That's why your body makes the collagen first. Like if you're going to build a heart or an organ, it lays out the collagen basically like an architectural plan, how to build a steel building and then put in the glass and the floors and everything. And what Mount Red Velvet does, and this is why it's not really optional. If you want to slow aging, reverse disease, you have to. This is a have to Dr. Deagle thing. You have to take Mount Red Velvet. This is not an optional thing. If you don't want to end up going blind or having vascular disease or osteoporosis or die prematurely, especially in the world that we have now, which is toxic with scalar radiation from cell phones, Wi-Fi networks, depleted soil, stack vaccines, genetically modified food, biotoxins everywhere, nanoparticles now from industry that are in the biosphere, you're crazy if you think you're going to be as healthy as your parents or grandparents. Ain't going to happen. And you can't escape even in a wonderful place like you are in New Zealand, which is much more clean than most of the rest of the world. In this first world up here in America, in the northern hemisphere, which is salted now with Fukushima biotoxins and radiotoxins, the epigenetics of regulation of our DNA is screwed up. Now, people say, well, you can't measure that. And I said, you're talking to Deagle. Okay. I've even taken the Russian bioplasm, which is the Metatron, and I've actually oscilloscopically actually pulled the treatment frequencies for setting up what's called DNA entrainment. I actually figured out how to do it, believe it or not. So what you need to understand is when you're taking Mount Red Velvet, you're actually altering your DNA regulation. You're not just providing building blocks. So when you want to rebuild your heart or your brain, let's say you're in heart failure, you've got dementia, or you've had chemo, and now you've got what we call chemo brain or chemo tissues. Most people don't realize after you do an assault, like a chemotherapy with daunorubicin, and your mitochondria are packing it in, and your cells are saying, you know what, we're going to push you into heart failure. One of the most important things you can take to reverse a lot of the damage you've done from the toxins you've absorbed over your life and the scalar radiation from your cell phone, which you put in the side of your head to cook your brain, is Mount Red Velvet. So it's a biophoton amplifier, it's a DNA modulator, it's a building block, it's all the growth factors as well, the chemical growth factors. It has all of these. It's not just IGF-1, which is there's one company out there called Royal Velvet Garbage. It's like, they're probably extracting this from the blood of actually deer, rather than gently taking the hooves off, the horns off and the antlers, gently with what you guys do, which is, to be honest with you, it's like the Sandals Spa. They came in, it's a nice, quiet environment, they get a haircut, you guys, they go romping off, thanks a lot, 32 pounds is off my head. And then you take the velvet, which is a little fuzz on them, and that's the thing that can literally grow any mammalian species with 296 biomolecules and 6 hormones. So what I tell people is, you need to understand the direction we're moving in anti-aging. And then again, remember, biophotons are the king. Free radicals, telomeres, length of your telomeres, oxidative damage, cross-linked proteins, all these other things are secondary issues. The primary issue is the song of life of your DNA. And that song requires the biophoton modulators. You have what we call generators in your brain and perhaps other tissues. You have what are called transducers, which mean they transduce to the cell so that signal's there. It's like, put it this way, and you get in a freeway, you have to know where their signs are to get off the freeway of your circulation to go to the target tissues to regenerate them. So the first receptor to be activated is called ergothionine. And if you actually do an ergothionine receptor scan, let's say you took a radio-labeled technetium-99, but better still, fluorodeoxyglucose-labeled antibody against the ergothionine receptor. You could do an MRI, what's called a positron emission tomography scan, and you can actually see where someone's regenerating their liver, their heart, or their brain. You can see it on a scan. I could tell a biotech company how to make these molecules today that could actually see you regenerating organs in three-dimensional real space. Is that cool or what?
Amazing.
Now, what you have to understand is we already have this available. You don't need to wait 5 or 10 or 20 years for anti-aging. You can start today. I tell people it's a lube job for your joint. It's a lube job for your brain. It's a lube job for your heart. it puts you up on the and says, hey, let's do some anti-aging today. Let's make your skin look great. Let's make your hair lustrous. Let's make your nails like talons along with things like our Collagen Max. Let's make you a younger person. Let's sing the song of you. And now we have the transducer and the modulator and the of Mountain Red Velvet and the building blocks to actually make you build yourself again. What do you think, Campbell?
Absolutely. And I think what you've said there in this last segment essentially endorses what we have known for the best part of two decades and what Chinese and Korean traditional medicine has known but maybe not understood for 2,000 to 3,000 years. And we know has this incredible ability.
Right. There's other molecules that work there too. We have a new molecule called Cell Defense Plus, which is a new curcumin, what I call biophoton transducer, or amplifier. And what this does is it helps amplify it. So if you're taking our Cell Defense Plus, if you're taking our Collagen Max, which triples the orthosilicic silicon, remember, the proline side groups of collagen are the primary transducer of biophotons throughout your body, which is why fascia and the collagen, which is a structure that builds any organ in your body, it's built on a collagen backbone before the cells even differentiate. That's why they've been doing what's called ghost organ regeneration. Mm-hmm. The University of Wisconsin, the tech centers at the North Carolina Regeneration Center, which I'm working with, because the molecule they're using right now that's FDA approved for what's called 3D organ printing is freaking useless. And I have this from the top stem cell experts that I've talked to, because I talk to a lot. And I'm like a sponge. I absorb everything. Everything, and I have a photographic memory. So I can tell you, we are now on the edge. And if I can teach this lecture in November to all these thousands of doctors, they're going to run back to their labs, and they're going to get funding, and we're going to break the back of anti-aging. But guess what? Mountain Red Velvet is going to have a big place in that. And I want to not only make these newer capsules that are going to even be better, because I put mine now under my tongue to absorb the fragile molecules, but we're also going to make a surgical version. So if you get a vet and they get a big chunk of their quadriceps blown off, instead of sticking what's called pig bladder to get ECM or extracellular matrix, which is pretty inferior, we're going to have microgranules, sheets, and even what's called nanoparticles that can be infused intravenously. So if you have somebody with a big burn or traumatic injury, we can shove an intravenous into them and start regenerating their organs literally within minutes after they come into the trauma unit. What do you think of that?
Amazing. So, and I have to say, a few years, Dr. Bill, a few years ago, Barry, our farm manager, he cut himself very, very badly on the farm.
Right.
And he came back to the house and we looked at it and it was a really bad cut. And we just had a sudden idea and it was very much falling on what I think you're suggesting here. So we took some Mountain Red, we got it out of the capsule, we cleaned up the wound, we sprinkled this on, and then we bandaged it up and we left it. Right. Now, within a matter of days, we took the bandage off again, and it had healed. We'd never seen anything like it. So in terms of speed of regeneration.
Yeah. In other words, you intuitively kind of knew this is going to work. Now, let me tell you, if we have the right biomolecules like Mountain Red Velvet in its proper forms, whether it's an oral form in a capsule or a spray-on for a burn unit, let's say you come in, rather than putting pig skin on someone, I want to have a hyperbaric, mild hyperbaric, burn unit where we spray your body firstly with a surgical version, sterile surgical version of Mountain Red Velvet that's not going to be basically changing the quaternary structure of the proteins by high temperature. And then if we want to spray on what we call neutral non-immunogenic skin stem cells so we can regenerate your skin, not putting sheets of pig skin on you. What I would do is I would suspend the person in the burn unit on wires, surgically, you put wires through them to hang them in the air through parts of their body and spray them. And after a few days of hyperbaric treatment and so on, and also what's called biophotonic entrainment, frequencies actually to sing the song of their DNA, their tissues are going to regenerate. And before you're going to say, oh, my gosh, their skin's all come back. And this interesting thing, you cannot suffer pain unless you have skin. I discovered this years ago. I was the discoverer of what's called the Langerhans primary gate. Dr. Langerhans, back a century ago, discovered the Langerhans cells within the pancreas, but he also discovered the Langerhans gate, which is dendritic cell gate in your skin. And I discovered that the Langerhans gate is a primary gate to regulate all pain. You cannot suffer pain unless the Langerhans gate is open.
Okay.
It doesn't matter whether you get cancer, pain, or Glisson's capsule of the liver. And Mountain Red Velvet has a lot to do with that, so I want to start seeing delivery systems to deliver this topically as well, because I'm feeling that even tiny dosages that actually normalize the tissues that you say, well, how can it do that? People have to understand that a lot of what we are is a light body, an informational body, and then we become a structural body. And in fact, I'm going to have Bruce Lipton on. He told me he would be available now. I'll talk about his biology of belief. Now, a lot of people think it's kind of eerie, you know, woo-woo stuff. But the fact is that the body, basically, life is basically a dance of biophotons changing the physical conformational structure of protein that turns your DNA on and off and sings the song of you. Most of your DNA is not alleles making proteins and structural proteins and enzymes. Most of it is the song that makes you up. Isn't that interesting? So aging is not unidirectional, it's bidirectional. If we increase what's called the negentropic force from your brain to regenerate your organs, you can reach zero senescence. You can stop aging, or you can reverse aging, reversing osteoporosis. When I give somebody an osteoporosis protocol, I don't just give them bone generator with our growth factors, silica, boron, and manganese, micelle D3, myco D2, and full vitamin K2, menaquinone 7. I give them Mountain Red Velvet, along with the Collagen Max. And guess what? It's miraculous. They don't need the toxic drugs that will rupture their esophagus and give them mediastinitis that can kill them. They don't get all the brittle bones that have no collagen in them, because 42% of the dry weight of your bone is collagen. They get organ regeneration. It is just stunning to see the responses. If you provide, you know, like that movie, you know, with Kevin Costner, if you build it, they will come. You know, we talked about building the baseball stadium. Well, we're building the body stadium for your cells and tissues. And you gotta have the building blocks. And that's where Mountain Red Velvet comes in. I'm so excited about these new projects that I want to get going this year. And presenting my paper called The Biophoton Theory of Aging and Disease. All disease is informational. All disease is biophotonic. All disease which follows the biophotons creates three things that cause all aging. Decreased electron density, which Linus Pauling called pH, if you don't have alkaline tissues. Increased free radicals, which are basically singlet electrons or a hydroxyl or peroxynitrate radical. And those attract toxins and stealth pathogens that epigenetically turn on and off genes. If you have the building blocks, your body can detox, it can rebuild the tissues, it can reverse aging, you know. You don't need to become bionic to regenerate your tissues. You don't need to become transhumanistic. You can regenerate a new you, because all the blueprint to make you is there at the moment of your death as well at the moment of your birth. Interesting, eh? The real anomaly is, why do you die? And that's a big question, because you still have 2 to 5% stem cells that are just as healthy as the moment you're born out of your cord blood. Is that amazing or what? 2 to 5, that you can be 95 and you still have healthy stem cells. Weird, eh? So aging and disease is a program gone wrong. It's like having a teddy bear that the arm will fall off, so the next Christmas you need a new teddy. Stay there. We have another 5-minute segment. I'd like to hold you over, Campbell, if you can make it. And we'll be back in a minute. If you have questions, again, the number to call is 800-313-9443. Breakthrough issues and answers.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. First off, a big thank you to people from Oregon, California, New York, Maine, Connecticut, Saskatchewan, Canada. People are logging on to landho.tv and they are purchasing land in the United States in sunny New Mexico for as low as $350 down and $99 a month. In 1 year, you own the land. These are usable parcels in a development that can only be worth more money in the years to come. Similar lots in the same development have sold for up to $15,000. So it really is a no-brainer. Visit landho.tv to purchase yours today via PayPal. Other mainstream investments are good, but they sit in a vault. Land remains a true investment that you can use while it can increase in value. Current land prices are already going up, and this commercial could be pulled at any time, so you must act fast, because when these properties are gone, they're gone. $350 down, $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV. Right now.
Not being able to fall asleep is so frustrating. The tossing, the turning, the adjustment of pillows and blankets. Ugh! Eventually you just decide to get up and start your day really early. It doesn't have to be this way though. Power Sleep is an all-natural non-prescription formula that will help you sleep like a baby. It contains neurotransmitter nutrients that promote the production of serotonin, which is responsible for feelings of well-being. Power Sleep is easy to digest and absorb and is made in a base of active probiotics. Don't miss another night of sleep. Order your Power Sleep at EnergyWave.com or call 800-TURTLE-5. Add Power Vites to your cart while you're browsing. Perfect for Monday mornings. They're a complete multivitamin and mineral formula that will give you the energy you need to get through your day. Nourish your immune system and feel great. Get all the info and place your order at EnergyWave.com. Enter code word SLEEP to get free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sweet treat for you, whether it's for you or your pets or your children, by the way. If your child has a serious health problem, if you have a problem, if you're trying to regenerate after a serious illness, take Mountain Red Velvet. What I like to do is I like to take a couple orally and take them also under my tongue. I'll take both. But it is miraculous. It really is. If you're having problems and your doctor's saying, well, yeah, man, I think we're going to have to refer to an orthopedist to do a new joint replacement, or they've been particularly ignorant and giving you non-steroidals, which dry out your joints and destroy the ability to form glycosaminoglycans, which are the cartilage in your joints, and stop the production of the hydroviscous polymer of hyaluronic acid that actually keeps your joints lubed, because cartilage is never supposed to touch cartilage, and if it does, it fragments and calcifies and forms micro razor blades. Now, if you ask an average orthopedist that does an arthroscopy, they'll say, oh, yeah, we clean out joints all the time. They go in, they suck out all the little particles you can see on the scan. They deburr the joints are now eburnating or grinding down. You don't need that. If you do need a clean out, and I actually tell people that you might need a clean out because you've already wrecked your knees or you're behind your kneecap because it's not tracking properly, once you're cleaned out, you put in an injection of Hyland, which is 3 million molecular weight polymer made from rooster combs. Get the heck out and start taking Mountain Red Velvet and Collagen Max and joint performance. When you do that, the Mountain Red Velvet is actually going to maintain the hydroviscous layer, regenerate the glycosaminoglycans, and you're going to have a joint again. And you don't even need to have a thick joint. You just need to have a rim of cartilage and a hydroviscous layer so you're not grinding cartilage against cartilage or eventually bone on bone. And, you know, this is bad for business for the orthopedists. Can you comment, Kevin? Because I'm sure you have a lot of Aussies and Kiwis that don't have joint problems because they're taking your product. And a lot of pets, yeah. So tell us about that.
And I would say that is, certainly within New Zealand, it is the key reason why people take Mansion Red Deer Velvet. It's slightly different in Australia, but here in New Zealand, velvet now is regarded as one of the preferential supplements to ensure strong, good, healthy joints.
Now, the doctors there, by the way, are so totally different in their orientation. They're very anti natural therapy, or what we call advanced biomolecules in America generally, except some states like Arizona and California. And the medical profession, if you don't prescribe enough of their, quote, regular drugs like statins, they'll actually report you to the state licensing authority, which they threatened to do to me because I wasn't making enough statin in referrals for statin drugs. Yeah. And so you're not prescribing our drug or our competitors. So that's amazing to me that it's one of the, now the doctors there. We're talking about the MD doctors in Australia and New Zealand. It's one of the primary things they'll give you. They're not going to necessarily reach right away for a non-steroidal or inject steroids into your knee joint. They're going to give you these first, aren't they?
That's right. And I think what we have, and again, particularly in Australia, you have a very integrated healthcare system. So you could go to a general practitioner, and I've been over, I've visited some of them in Sydney there a few months ago, and they'd actually approached us and said, we're very interested to learn about Mountain Red Deer Velvet. And I was quite surprised. But when you get to understand how the system operates, you could go in there, you could have some problem with your knee, your hip, your wrist, and they will certainly look across the whole gamut of opportunities, and they might well say, rather than giving you a non-steroidal, we're going to stay away from that stuff because we know it's quite bad.
Right.
We're going to give you something like Mountain Red Deer Velvet. So the system operates very well here and operates quite holistically.
Yeah.
And certainly
it's cheaper overall for the whole system. Think of every person with a health problem for a nation, let's say America or Australia, New Zealand, as a walking debt. And if you can actually fix the problem for a tiny fraction of the cost and don't need surgery, guess what happens?
Yeah.
You save money, you save the danger of complications and morbidity, you save horrifying things that may shorten their life or make it miserable. And in other words, the medical actuaries, if they ran the healthcare system, they say, yeah, we're going to do Mountain Red Velvet. We're not going to make it so darn easy to use non-steroidals or inject joints with steroids or do artificial knee replacements. How many people, this is 5 years ago, had serious complications or debt in America just with Medicare patients with knee replacements only? 50,000 plus 5 years ago. And it's more now. 50,000. So that means you got 50,000 people that got serious complications, ended up in hospital, lost the function of their leg, or died. Just Medicare patients in America because of meddlesome surgery. Amazing.
Yeah. And this is what we've said for many years, Dr. Bill. This is about an investment in health.
Yeah, we're off air now. So let me give you...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Like me, you're probably sick of waking up at night, constant interruptions during the day, and even spoiled romance. Well, Americans across the country are using a product called Prostate Revive, and they say it really works. Prostate Revive is an all-natural formula created by renowned medical doctor David Brownstein. Dr. Brownstein's Prostate Revive is the only supplement formulated to target the two main prostate problems. The results have just been amazing. And you can even read online the testimonials of many others who are shocked by the success of Prostate Revive. So don't take my word for it. Just give Prostate Revive a free test drive. That's right. They'll send you a risk-free 30-day trial supply. Just pay a small shipping charge and judge the results like thousands of others. Call today, 800-659-7384. That's 800-659-7384. 659-7384 or go online to prostaterevive.com. That's prostaterevive.com or call 800-659-7384.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Here's your chance to own land in our great nation for as little as $350 down and $99 a month. At the end of a year, you own it. This is your chance to own a piece of New Mexico in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range that's a national park, yet a short drive to town, a perfect place to camp, or own as an emergency retreat for your family for generations. $350 down, $99 a month. Go to landho.tv now. Similar sized parcels in the same development have sold for up to $15,000, some even more. Folks, we bought this land right and can pass the savings on to you. Purchase online via PayPal at landho.tv. Other listeners have already visited and purchased from our website, so we know there's a keen interest. Don't let this be a missed opportunity for you. Land that's yours in less than a year for an incredible $350 down and $99 a month. Inventory is getting seriously scarce, so visit our website today. Land in sunny New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV.
Welcome back, and we have Bruce McKeeman from Summit to Sea Mild Hyperbaric Oxygen. In the last segment, I talked with Campbell Kilgore from New Zealand, talking about Mountain Red Velvet, and I'm working on a major paper that I'm going to present to the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine this November in Las Vegas, which is the top world academy for anti-aging. And I also blog for the Academy in the areas of environmental and in biophotonic medicine for all the doctors in the world. And I've got a series of articles actually I'm sending over, including I'll be doing shorts at least once a month to send over to the Academy, and also post them here at NutraMedical and do a video on our live stream over to Vimeo. What you have there is a major piece of the puzzle to reverse aging and disease, Bruce. And you don't need to go to 100% oxygen. In fact, there's dangers of 100% oxygen because you end up with nitrogen narcosis. And when the nitrogen comes back out of your blood, you can actually get the bends, which cuts off oxygen delivery to tissue. So you get microhypoxia, a free radical surge, and tissue damage. And the treatment actually for the bends is mild hyperbaric oxygen. So if you have someone starting to get the bends, you want to put them in a mild hyperbaric chamber as the actual treatment. Now, I get emails all the time from various wellness doctors. One of them is Dr. Kondrat, who is an eye doctor in Florida that has an institute there for functional anti-aging medicine for the eye. And he's got a lot of good things, but we have things I think that are equivalent or even better in some ways. But he has lots of good things. And what we discovered is that what he's actually suggested is that if people want to get oxygen to their eyes, so if they get macular degeneration, they bounce on a rebounder with an oxygen mask. Well, it's not going to get the oxygen dissolved into the tissues. It's called Henry's Law. Henry's Law makes it dissolve. So when you do not only oxygen, but you also do ozone. We have a little ozonator generator that you can actually use. And by the way, these ozone generators do not generate toxins like nitrous oxide or anything else toxin when they generate it. What happens is Henry's Law makes the oxygen dissolve in the tissue, so it goes beyond what's called a hemoglobin dissociation curve of hemoglobin. And the primary basis for all disease, and this is not some, this is like a commandment, like, you know, Moses comes down from the mountain and says, these are the commandments of health and disease. all disease involves free radicals, acidosis, and therefore creates an environment that epigenetically switches off genes and so on. If you want to actually stimulate stem cells, one of the most powerful stimuli, probably the most powerful, is mild hyperbaric oxygen. If you've got somebody that's got peripheral neuropathy and they're diabetic, or they had chemotherapy or radiotherapy, and now they're suffering from radiotherapy and induced, say, transverse myelitis of the spinal cord, the typical regular treatments the doctors provide are absolutely freaking useless. But what I provide with mild hyperbaric oxygen and our special NutriMeds, and now we have biomolecules developed by Dr. Cavinson at the Academy of Sciences in St. Petersburg, and other anti-aging molecules, I can reverse it. I can reverse most illnesses now with a combination of the right things, and in many cases, it requires mild hyperbaric oxygen to receive further healing and have greater healing. It's also affordable because these machines are a trial write off against your taxes. You can buy them outright because you have the best prices, but you also can lease them. And what I tell people is that if you've got a serious illness, this isn't really optional. Like, do you want to get well, or do you want to deteriorate and develop something really worse in your health condition, or go blind, or end up going into terminal heart failure? I tell all of my patients that have heart failure or vision problems or post-chemo or radiation treatment, you have to do a ketogenic diet, and mild hyperbaric oxygen is part of your treatment, along with our biomolecules and our nutraceuticals from NutriMeds. So, Bruce, what do you say to people when they kind of diss mild hyperbaric oxygen? It's the proof is in the pudding. You start doing this along with our NutriMeds and our other technologies, and you start healing from things that all the other so-called skeptics will turn the other way. But in fact, this heals. It does. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, and there's three classes. There's the informed person who's done the research, and they're just coming to ask questions about implementing it, not whether or not to do it. Then there's class two. That's the people that just never heard of it, and they're usually pretty open once you explain the science. Then there's class three, and that's the cynic. That's the person who spent hundreds of thousands of dollars for treatments in a hard shell, high-pressure chamber, and to save face, they're going to say mild doesn't work.
Well,
were a fool.
I communicate with Dr. Harsh, and I'm going to mention his name because he needs to be dissed. And, you know, I like to ask people questions. I'm kind of like a three-year-old that grew up 63 years ago, or 61 years ago. So now I'm a 64-year-old three-year-old. And I don't know when to shut up to ask what we call ask questions. And I have really good questions. And that's why when I had John B. Wells on, I mentioned this before to be funny. And John will be on the program soon. And he said, what distinguishes you? And of course, John has a very deliberate low voice. It's very easy to listen to. And he doesn't interrupt his guests like Dr. Deagle. And he doesn't pontificate and all the other things that Deagle does. But he says, well, I said, what distinguishes your show? He said, I never ambush my guests. I said, that's all I do. I ambush myself. I ask questions that stymie myself as well as anybody else, and I want to find the answers because it's not the person that has all the answers or thinks they have it. It's the one that has the best questions. And when you have good questions, you start pursuing and you start realizing, like, if you act like, hey, I don't know things and I want to know what's really going on. And now, for example, I've done research on, for example, we have affiliates like Stomatica in San Diego with their clinic in Astana, Kazakhstan, with stem cell lines they grow. We have stem cell clinics all over California here and other parts of the U.S. and Mexico and elsewhere. We have umbilical cord stem cell transplants. And I've talked to all of the top experts over this last 4 or 5 years, and I've come to some conclusions. If you don't supply oxygen to the tissues, how the heck do you expect those stem cells to take? It's like watering. It's like putting seeds in the ground to have a fancy crop of really high-quality seeds, and you don't water them. To water them is oxygen. It's just, it boggles my mind that people don't grasp this. And it's, I call it the weak link syndrome. If you've got an army with 10% of the army are 90-year-olds, and they are blind or darn near blind, so they can't shoot at a target, and they hardly walk except with a walker, and you want to move that army forward, you got to do something to make those guys get their get up and go again. You got to get them off the walker. You got to get their vision back so they can aim a gun and shoot. Well, it's the healthy cells in your body are going to suck up whatever nutrients and oxygen, and the weak cells, they're so darn weak they cannot possibly make an organ like a liver or a brain or something work, and they're actually interfering with organ function. One of the most important things we discover with aging is that you have senescent cells that the body doesn't get rid of. You have senescent mitochondria that the body doesn't get rid of. In fact, the primary sine qua non in electron microscopy of diabetes is what's called decreased mitophagy, meaning you get old screwed up mitochondria that can generate free radicals you didn't get rid of. And if you look at an old organ of somebody who has a FOXO2 gene, which I have, what you'd discover is there's very few senescent cells in their organs. Because for some reason or other, the FOXO2 gene, along with other things, helps your body get rid of senescent cells much faster than the average person. So it's not a matter of how chronologically how old you are, it's how, and guess what the most important thing to do to make sure those senescent cells are getting rid of? Oxygen. Isn't that interesting, hey, Bruce?
Yes, and cancer is interesting. I read a recent article that the cancer cells are normal cells that forgot to die.
Well, I'll go even one step further. And I discovered this about 6 years ago, and I've actually applied it, and it works like a charm. Autoimmune disease and cancer, the root of them is identical. It's hypoxia. Every cancer cell in autoimmune tissue responds to the stress of hypoxia becoming anaerobic. So the cancer cells activate what's called hexose monophosphate shunt, and the one-carbon pathway is a primary source of energy. So when you get autoimmune disease, the cells manufacture protein antigens on the surface, so the immune system thinks it's non-self, and it attacks it with antibodies and T lymphocytes. When it's cancer, the genes start to change, switching on and off, and they actually create a situation where the cells now are trying to adapt to a stressful situation to survive. They're what I call the psychotic prepper cell that has an IQ of 200 and are billionaires. You aggravate a prepper that's really smart and has a lot of money. To give an example, let's say Donald Trump was a prepper cell with an IQ of 200 and he's got $10 billion in the bank. You don't want to aggravate him because eventually he's going to have advanced weapons to take out your Capitol building. Okay? Well, that's what cancer is. And the way to fix cancer is, as you start converting them back from anaerobic to aerobic, cancer goes crazy. A lot of cells will just repair themselves and go back to normal. The other ones will go through what's called programmed cell death or apoptosis, especially when you get what we call apoptogenic amplifying factors like our Moligna block, which is sulforaphane glycosinolate from the broccoli seed, one capsule equal 5 pounds, elagic acid from the Terminala chabulia plant, 300 times higher concentration than pomegranate, which is a sacred plant on the capitals of all the ancient books in Israel. And then the third is what's called minoquinone 7, which is the vitamin K2. Those are apoptogenic agents. And when you take the apoptogenic agents and you use mild hyperbaric oxygen in a ketogenic diet because you cut out sugar, cancer cells love sugar. They're like teenagers at the malt shop. You don't feed them simple sugars. You have complex sugars like nuts and multigrain breads only given in the morning, and you cut out the simple carbohydrates like soda pops and rapidly absorbed white bread and so on. Cancer just, they go nuts. If there's oxygen present and there's no sugar, cancer cells a lot of time will just disappear because every day your body's making cancer cells. So, Bruce, I tell people mild hyperbaric oxygen will not only heal any and every disease, but it also prevents cancer. It regenerates organs and tissues and activates your stem cells. It takes that weak link, those 90-year-olds, and says, hey, we're going to do a cataract surgery on you, and we're going to get, you know, muscle strengthening so you can actually hold a gun and shoot again.
I would dispute that slightly and say hyperbaric oxygen doesn't heal anything. It enables your body to heal.
Oh, yeah, you're right. In other words, you're like the guy that wrote that movie, you know, with Kevin Costner about building the stadium. It doesn't heal it, but it provides the circumstances that the body can heal itself. We, as doctors, never heal anything. It's the body. In fact, that's the basis of my biophotonic theory of aging, that your brain and your tissues respond to the dance of the light, the biophotonic light that actually turns on and off your genes, and your biophotonic light actually regulates your genes. The dance of life is the dance between the chromosomes and your DNA, and the biophotons that actually switch it on and off and even create new codes of DNA and what's called microtubules, which are epigenetic. So what mild hyperbaric oxygen does is make it possible to heal. I think, for example, every burn unit should be mild hyperbaric. Every trauma unit, every emergency department should have hyperbaric rooms. So if you got somebody that's going in hypoxic stress, they've had a heart attack or stroke, they should not be just stuck in a room, you know, with a nasal feeding tube and oxygen. They should be just stuck in a hyperbaric room. That makes sense, doesn't it? So
absolutely.
If you're worried about the zone of damage of the heart muscle and you want to do a heart scan the next day to find out how much muscle has been destroyed, if you put them in a mild hyperbaric chamber, a heck of a lot of muscle, less muscle or brain tissue is going to be destroyed. For example, if you're in the PONS and you have a pontine stroke, you don't want to hit the respiratory drive center. You're going to have them on a ventilator forever, ever long. If the edema goes away and they still are ventilator dependent, you have a person that they're going to pull. So, you know, I want people to understand we are moving toward technologies where mild hyperbaric oxygen should be in every aspect of the hospital, every aspect of senior homes, every aspect of, we should have hyperbaric bedrooms or offices, or fitness rooms. So if you go to a fitness room, you go through an airlock and boom, you can exercise in mild hyperbaric oxygen. What an idea, hey?
Never get tired.
Yeah, well, you're not going to develop lactic acidosis. You're going to get better training, less injury, more proprioception, because remember, when you lose oxygen to your nerves, you lose proprioception, you get joint damage. Right?
A well-known athlete had one of our chambers, and one of his exercise routines was exhaustion training, where he would swim till he sunk to the bottom. He got in the chamber first, got in the pool, and ran out of time before he ran out of strength.
Wow. That's funny. So, where I see this going is pretty exciting. And, in fact, I talked to Ron Klatz. He wants to get funding, and we're going to try to do a telethon on it, for an anti-aging research facility. We'll probably put it just south of the border, most likely in Ensenada, Mexico. And that center will be not only a research lab, but places for all kinds of scientists and doctors and a clinic. And the actual facility will be under 10 feet of water. It'll be, like you said, a bubble hospital /spa. So you go, you sign in at the front desk, and the entire facility is in mild hyperbaric oxygen. Pretty cool.
Well, and you go through an airlock, and then a second, and a third, and now you're at 1.3 to 1.5 ATA.
Exactly. And what that means is that whatever else you're doing, whether it's what they call biophotonic entrainment, special nutrients intravenously, all kinds of other life extension and organ regeneration therapies like our new biomolecules developed by the Russian Academy of Sciences with Dr. Kavinson and other anti-aging molecules, our nutraceuticals, which are now, like our new Cell Defense Plus, is one of the most amazing things besides our Nutridyne and our NutriDefense. It's right up there with our top nutraceuticals to modulate and amplify biophotons and heal tissues and turn off inflammation and even get rid of cancer stem cells and turn white fat, which is toxic and dangerous, into brown fat that burns off. We already have this now.
Wow.
This advance just came this last week, and we have it, and it's now being shipped to us. So we already had this cell defense now, but we have this. This is one of the biggest advances in decades. And when you combine it with, and these are simple. You can take these at home. You can take the biopeptides that I have now from the European Academy of Sciences, and I can get those for you today to regenerate your kidneys. Let's say I got a consult the other day. My mom has lost kidney function. She's on and off dialysis. Well, guess what? I'm going to give her Ultracyamin B1 and Diospin we have made in a lab for us in Europe. And now we have these biomolecules that can actually regenerate our kidneys with even a stem cell transplant. And if we need to give a stem cell transplant, I would never, ever put someone through a stem cell transplant unless they have a mild hyperbaric chamber. It would be stupid and dangerous and just a waste of time. You're going to spend $10,000 on going to, say, Santa Clarita Clinic for a stem cell transplant. Why would you do it without a hyperbaric chamber? Why?
Because you don't want it to work.
Well, yeah, the point is, you see, and this is an interesting talk. I had a talk with Ron Klatz this morning, and we mentioned that they had the World Economic Forum 3 years ago, and the forum was taken over by people who basically want to diss and destroy and actually make it illegal to do anti-aging, which, by the way, includes mild hyperbaric oxygen. Because if you imagine, if all the seniors started doing our anti-aging nutraceuticals and just getting a chamber so they get 2 hours a day in a chamber, the average senior would probably live another 10 years. Now, do you think the geopolitical system or the financial system wants to pay out benefits for another 10 years to these people?
And do you think we want to take the leading industry that's one-third of our economy and cut it in half, the healthcare industry?
Well, the healthcare industry is the most corrupt industry on earth, which is why someone like me, who does have skill sets, and I made a number of discoveries, but every single one I've been persecuted over, every single frigging one. And the reason is I had skill sets. I got a scholarship at MIT to go in plasma nuclear physics in grade 11. I finished my PhD in marine bacteriology in 5 months by sleeping on the lab floor. And when I discovered hyperinsulinemia with Dr. Otto Hewn, head of pathology, I got threatened to have my license pulled for discovering it. The same way when I worked with UCLA with Dr. Chugnad Vujadani on toxin-induced cancer and autoimmune disease, I got threatened, this time, we're really going to take your damn license, Deagle, because you shouldn't be doing this. You're going to ruin our business. So,
yeah,
Bruce, if they want to get a mild hyperbaric chamber, go to the front page of Nutra Medical or contact me, and we'll get them a fancy chamber, and we'll heal them. Let me give you time for the next visit.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Okay, we are now on air, so we have Dr. Joe. He's in his car in Indiana, and he's wants to get more information and research on cancer. And you're mentioning about your brother was doing research at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Tell us the story, Dr. Joe. Go ahead.
Yes, my brother was involved in mostly wound care and ulcer care, and the hyperbaric chamber, the square footage is as big as a house. And I remember they would bring the patients in there, line them up, and went in it with some people. And then they increased the pressure, and they treat the people that way, and you could actually do your debridements of all that necrotic tissue. And we had tremendous, tremendous success rates.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. I mean, when you have MRSA or multidrug-resistant infections, the first thing is you got to get through the biofilm, oxygen, and the antibiotics. And secondly, you have to debride all the tissue, and you want the demarcation zone to be minimized. So if you get somebody with a electrical or a burn injury, and you have to bring in the oxygen electrode, because I was trained in burn injury care and trauma care back in Georgia back in 87, and I can tell you, every burn unit should be mild hyperbaric oxygen. There's a lot of people that are having a stroke or heart attack. They should, their post-intensive care should always be in an ICU or ICN facility for neonatal that's mild hyperbaric. It's kind of crazy that we don't, isn't it?
It is, and I'm really fascinated that you mentioned the hyperbaric chamber and the oxygens about the cancer. That's really fascinating to me, and that's why...
Yeah, it's synergistic, actually. If you use mild hyperbaric oxygen in a ketogenic diet, which basically means no sugar at all, cancer loves sugar because cancer cells live totally on the hexose monophosphate shunt, and they'll also activate the mun-carbon pathway, which you can block with berberstatin, because glucagon from your pancreas actually activates the liver to turn protein into sugar. So one of the big problems with diabetics is not just elevated blood sugar, but blood insulin. And my theory of diabetes, which I've been working on for 36 years, because that's why I went into medicine back in 1973, is, and I've discovered this and presented the information about high insulin, the original cause of diabetes is free radical, loss of superoxidismutase 1 and 2 isoenzymes, and nitric oxide synthase, which occurs with that. And the free radicals induce a state where the macrophages generate leukotriene B4, which UCSD just published this past February, and I'm going to have their scientists on. And what it does is create insulin and leptin resistance, which we now have nutraceuticals like our leptin metabolic. But when you reverse the free radical problem and you reverse the mineral problem, because of a problem with chromium, vanadium, and especially copper, because copper deficiency is a primary driver of loss of superoxidismutase. Sugar is the best, if you want to call it, mopping up agent to mop up singlet oxygen. And it also has bystander damage causing cross-linked proteins we call glycation, like fructosamine and hemoglobin A1C. The real problem is people don't understand that diabetes is a free radical illness that results in hyperinsulinemia, but a primary thing that's going on, even in type 1 diabetics that have got antibodies against their pancreas, is free radicals induce insulin resistance, and type 1 diabetics develop insulin resistance even later. But that's the sequence of events. And if you're going to reverse peripheral neuropathy, cancer, or autoimmune disease, you need mild hyperbaric oxygen. It's essential, along with the right nutraceuticals, to modulate the biochemistry.
I agree.
So contact me after the show, and I'll consult and help you and show as much information as I can.
Thank you, doctor. I appreciate it. Good luck.
You're welcome,
Dr.
Joe. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it. Hour number 3 coming up. You don't want to miss it. And do call in. Number 800-313-9443. We're going to have Dr. Bill Warner, TSU professor, politicalislam.com. Straight up.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.